Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year. That's just $50 total at monarch.com with code BUDGET. That's monarch.com, promo code BUDGET.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow straight gate path and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you, the Spirit intercedes for you as well. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another day to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us, coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights, the weeks, the weekends. He is always looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son who died for the world, since rose up 3 days later. There's plenty of things the Most High God's done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures forever. Amen. So always keep him first. Always worship him, thank him, praise him, call on him, sing a song to him, hearken to his word, hearken to his voice, dedicate everything to him, stay obedient, and trust him in everything you got going on in your life forevermore, most definitely. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening. Support means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort each other, lift each other up, support each other. All those great, awesome, amazing things, people. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us all be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth. All the scattered Israelites among the nations on ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the fellowship, and the services. Much love to the previous martyrs, the current martyrs, and the future martyrs, the brave, bold, isolated, courageous believers who are going through it for the gospel, who are being persecuted for the faith, who are going through many tribulations and hardships for his name's sake, for the gospel's sake, for the kingdom's sake. Stay strong, steadfast, firm, and encouraged. Just know that brothers and sisters of faith support you, and we know that the Messiah is with us, always with us forever to the end of age. Amen. Much love to the great tribulation saints up the road. Much love to all the engrafted branches of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, countries, all ends of the earth, everywhere. Much love to all the brand new converts out there, all the brand new creatures of Christ, the born-again believers, the Holy Spirit-filled believers, the godly, renewed, transformed believers of all walks of life, all countries, all regions, all ends of the earth, everywhere. Anybody who just repented, God bless you. Anyone who just got baptized, God bless you also. Anybody who's reading the Bible, God bless you as well. Anybody who's having dreams, encounters, visions, testimonies, experiences, accounts with the Most High God, God bless you too. If you did not repent and get baptized, go repent and get baptized ASAP immediately. Shalom, family. Greetings to all of you. Welcome, everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, all countries, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains, the insects. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High God. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. Crowd, Tim, dance, express yourself, play an instrument. Do what you need to do for the Most High God. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship him in spirit of truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives till his son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night, in a twinkling of an eye. He is coming back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. Let us be alert, sober, vigilant, watchful, prayed up, washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water through the word. Let's keep our lamp of oil. Let us stay on our purpose and calling for the Most High God. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God. He'll draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statutes, and commandments. Let us obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High God has told us personally according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situations, our gifts, our talents, circumstances, handle it, people. Most definitely stay on fire for the Lord. Keep it all together for the Most High God. Be a doer of the word and work out your own salvation, trouble, and fear. Know the Most High God personally and obey the gospel of the Messiah. Fear God and keep the commandments. Keep the faith, keep the word of God, keep the testimony of the Messiah. Keep the law, statutes, commandments, decrees, precepts, ordinances, covenants, judgments, charges, observances, statutes, promises, covenants, blessings, memorials, testimonies, everything. Get a Bible, get a 5-subject notebook, get a pack of 24 pens, and write a whole copy of the Torah from Genesis all the way to Deuteronomy. By the jot, by the tittle, by the line, by the precept. Keep the law in your mind, keep the law in your heart. Keep the law in your mind, in your inward parts, keep the law in your heart. Embrace the new covenant and press forward and enjoy people forevermore, most definitely. Repent and get baptized. Repent and believe in the gospel. Repent and believe in the Messiah. Repent and believe in the one who sent the Messiah. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Keep the law and testimony of God, your life, always have people give your life to the Messiah. Follow what you like every single day, forever, the way everlasting. Your sins are forgiven. You are forgiven. Sin no more. In today's message, what I love to do is go to today's day devotional in the email, and then from there, I will close out with the prayer. I will close out with the priestly blessing, and I will close out, give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever, and praise his only begotten Son who died for the world, since he rose up 3 days later. Amen. We touched and agreed, so here we go. All right, your nightly prayer is on Psalm 123, verse 2. It starts off with a different scripture. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Devotion based on Philippians 4. The anxiety antidote, careful for nothing, means anxious about nothing. Everything that causes anxiety becomes prayer material. Prayer is worship, supplication, specific asking. Thanksgiving is the essential ingredient. Made known doesn't inform God, but unburdens you. The formula works: worry about nothing, pray about everything, thank in all things. Anxiety and prayer can't coexist. One always evicts the other. Gratitude greases prayer's wheels. Everything is either prayer fuel or anxiety food. Acts reflection, adoration, peace given God. You invite every anxiety to become prayer. You hear with perfect understanding. I worship you, divine listener. Confession. I confess choosing anxiety over prayer at times too often. Thanksgiving. Thank you for the privilege of making requests known. Most definitely. Supplication. Transform my anxieties into prayers with thanksgiving today. Thank you, God, for helping me with overthinking or anything of that nature. Pray with the scripture. Scripture. Behold, as the eyes of the servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so are our eyes look to the Lord, our God, until he has mercy on us. Psalm 123, verse 2. Prayer. Dear God, tonight as I untether myself from the world's burdens, I anchor myself in your love. When the chaos of life has shaken me, I know I can rely on you to be a firm foundation. Before my eyelids descend and sleep takes over, I want to gaze upon your grace and look to you for guidance. Give me clarity for tomorrow and a vision for conquering the day. Give me comfort for tonight and allow me to fold into your arms. Unburden me from the weight of my sins. Remind me that I am forgiven and give me rest in your mercy. Would you also empower me for the day ahead and fill me with purpose forever? I trust you to do all these things and more in Jesus' name. Amen. We touch and agree. Pray for your community. Prayers for healing out there and comfort everybody. Prayers up for Jamaica, Cuba, Dominican Republic, and Haiti, and all the Caribbean islands out there, all the islands out there with the hurricane out there going on. Just prayers for all, most definitely. We'll continue more with the daily prayer based on Luke chapter 21, verse 15. Quote, Jesus meets us in our doubts and restores our faith. Quote, scripture of the day. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou more than these? He said unto him, yeah, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs, feed my flock. Luke chapter 21, verse 15, feed my sheep. Prayer. Thank you, Jesus, that you use broken people to do mighty things. As I look at the life of Thomas, he represents the areas in my life where I have doubt and fear. He represents the areas in my life where I begin to question whether or not the promises will come to pass in my life. However, through Thomas, I also see the goodness of the Lord and that you are not taken back or angered by moments of doubt, but instead you feel compassion and provide ways for me to lay hold of and to put my hands through the truth of your word. Through Peter, I see that you give me many chances to regain my position and my honor within your kingdom. And like Peter, I will not miss my opportunity to proclaim your goodness and your love to the entire world. With each opportunity of open doors that you bring me, I realize it is you. Ask if I love you enough to walk through them and to give you glory in all that I do. And to that, I say yes. I say that I am ready to represent you, Jesus, with all of my heart. I realize that my time has come. I realize that the days of being afraid are gone. And I realize that I'm ready for what's next in Jesus' name. Amen. We touched and agree. Bible in a year. Do you love me? Have you ever struggled with doubt or felt weighed down by your failures? The stories of Thomas and Peter show us how Jesus addresses both doubt and failure with love and restoration. Thomas, known for his skepticism, refused to believe in Jesus' resurrection without physical proof. When Jesus appeared to the disciples again, he invited Thomas to touch his wounds, turning Thomas' doubt into a doubt to a profound declaration of faith. What does this teach us about how Jesus handles our doubts? Jesus did not rebuke Thomas for his skepticism, but instead provided the assurance he needed. Fruit of the Spirit, action, humility, share credit for one with others. Most definitely touch and agree.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his counsel upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel. I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakatha. Prayers are for all peoples all over the world. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord forevermore. Y'all most definitely the name above all names. Hallelujah. Praise him. Yes, the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord. He is the advocate. Hallelujah. Praise him. The Almighty, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of the Lamb's Book of life, the Aleph Tau, the Aleph Tav, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the blessed and only sovereign, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the day spring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father. Faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, the firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the hair of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope. The hope of glory, the hope of salvation, the hope of his people, the hope of Israel, the horn of salvation, the I am, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Yehovah, Yah, Yahusha, Yahawashai, Yahusha HaMashiach, Yeshua HaMashiach, Yahawashai, Elohim, Yahuwah, Yah, Jah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nasai, Jehovah Rapha. Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus the Judge of Israel, the Judge King Eternal. He is the King of Israel, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the Everlasting King, very beautiful King, the King of Heaven, the King of Zion, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world, the Lamb without spot, without blemish, the last Adam, the second Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life of the world, the line of the tribe of Judah. The living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the Lord of the Sabbath, the Lord of the harvest, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God, our Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness. Our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrected or life giver, the abundant life. He came to give you life and give it more abundantly. The revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, Son of the blessed, Son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Son of Joseph, the Son of Mary, the consecrated Son, the holy thing, the tabernacle, the sanctuary, the temple, the one sacrificed, the sustainer, sufficient one, the teacher, the rabbi, the rabbani, the manna from heaven, the bread of life, the bread from heaven, the just one, the one mediator, the stone that was rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. He's the truth. Amen. He's the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word,
the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word made flesh, the word of Yehovah, the word of Yah. Hallelujah, praise and most definitely the way everlasting. Yes, we know that his word is pure, fine silver, refined, and furnace of clay seven times, as David said in the Psalms. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. I mean, we touch and agree. The Messiah is the high priest of the order of Melchizedek. He is a sinless high priest, the everlasting king, is the way everlasting. Prayers up for all the poor people, the widows, the widowers, the orphans, the fatherless, the tribe of Levi, the refugees, the strangers, the ailes, the converse, the engrafted, the branch, the sisters, the joiners. Prayers up for all the 12 tribes of Israel. Prayers up for the Levites. Prayers up for the foreigners. Prayers up for the eunuchs. Prayers up for at least the men out there. Prayers up for the babies, the children, the young boys, the young girls, the teenagers, the young men, the young women, the adults, the senior citizens, the elderly, the advanced of age, the older elders, the single people, married people, divorced people, widowed people, separate people. Prayers up for single parents, co-parents, and households, relationships, marriages, communities, steps, neighborhoods, all throughout the world. Prayers up for all those who are in the hospital, prison court, jail trial, or any circumstances out there. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.